Now, if you try to take a shortcut to a healthy body and decide that you're going to stay thin by not eating, a bunch of things will happen. First, you won't have to worry about exercise because you won't have the energy for it. Then, you'll watch as your skin starts to age too quickly because it's not getting what it needs from your diet. Same with your hair. Oh, and you probably won't have to worry about your chest or your hips getting womanly dimensions because those things rely on nutrition too. Does any of this sound attractive to you? Looking like a skinny boy with bad skin and hair, which, come to think of it, perfectly describes me at the age of 14. I wouldn't wish my teenage looks on anybody. If it does sound good, you may as well take up smoking, too, to make sure your teeth and lungs match the rest of you. Sure, you'll greatly increase your chances of dying young, but you'll leave behind a skinny corpse. For just a moment, do what Hollywood can't seem to do. Think about your body in terms of what you want it to do, and put aside how you want it to look. Do you like to dance? Play softball? A strong, healthy body will help you with just about anything you can dream up, from skiing to hiking to team sports to, when you're ready for it, making love. Whatever your body can do much better if you're in shape. And yes, concentrating on staying healthy will make your body more attractive. Being fit helps you avoid becoming too fat or too skinny, and if you're already at one of those extremes, diet and exercise can help you come back. I met a lady a few months back who was very heavy and very proud of it. "I'm a big, beautiful woman," she told me, which was a phrase she'd learned from an online support group. I smiled and agreed with her. She was definitely big and she was beautiful. But what I should have done is said, "Yes, ma'am, you are, and you're headed for a big, beautiful coffin because I just watched you climb one flight of stairs and you're huffing and puffing like you went 10 rounds with the heavyweight champ of the world." In her way, she was every bit as misguided as the folks who starve themselves to stay skinny. She was completely focused on how her body appeared, not on how it worked. Or what was inside of it. That's the other problem with focusing on your looks. You wind up attracting people who are also focused on your looks, and probably on their own. That's swell if you plan on looking at each other all day, but it doesn't bode well for interesting conversation or any real emotional attachment. You are so much more than the shell you inhabit. It's easy to forget that when boys flock toward girls who are beautiful and who have curves. It's easy to envy that kind of attention, or if you're the one receiving it, to think it's the best thing in the world. But dig deeper. Think about what qualities you value most in other people. Do you like people who are smart, funny, who are good listeners? Or is the way they look more important than any of these things? If it is, then chances are good that you'll date people who prize the same thing, and whose feelings about you will be directly related to what their eyes take in. If you have a bad hair day, their interest in you will lessen. If you break out in zits or gain a few pounds, or if any one of a million things that can affect your exterior happens, you'll risk losing them. If they find someone prettier, get ready for the old adios. Beauty is a fragile thing, and so are relationships based on it. On the other hand, your personality, your intelligence, and your sense of humor are not things that can change so readily. And if those are things that other people find attractive about you, you can be a little more secure about yourself and the people you attract. I remember thinking in junior high and high school that the kids who were really good-looking had it made. Teachers treated them better, the rest of us fought for their company, the world seemed to revolve around them. Beauty was a blessing, and those of us that weren't so blessed were drawn to the kids who were, even though we were so jealous of them we could barely see straight. I remember thinking, bitterly, that their lives would always be effortless and perfect. And then I got to know two very beautiful roommates in college, both good students, both nice enough girls. Tori, short for Victoria, a regal name that fit her, had come from one of those Midwestern all-American high schools you see in John Hughes movies like 16 Candles or The Breakfast Club. She'd lived the whole popularity thing and dated jocks. She'd been in 17 Magazine in a silly, fabulous hair photo collage. We had a European history class together, but I couldn't seem to work up the nerve to talk to her. She was too beautiful.